A new advocacy group has bought a full-page ad in today's editions of USA Today attacking America's biggest company. The ad accuses Walmart of destroying American jobs by purchasing most of its products from China. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports on the latest battle over Walmart's public image.
In recent years, Walmart has become a lightning rod for all sorts of critics. There's organized labor, which wants to unionize the company. And there are community groups fighting to keep Walmart's big box stores out of their neighborhoods. Now an organization called Walmart Watch wants to bring all these disparate opponents together. Tracy Seffel works as the campaign's research director. She says when it comes to taking on a company the size of Walmart, coordination is essential.
The impact of Walmart on society is so vast that we're delighted and proud, and we welcome this diverse set of interest groups. It makes for a very multifaceted campaign.
The newspaper ad shows shelves filled with merchandise. Pointing to the items are dozens of yellow arrows which read, "Made in China." Walmart isn't taking any of this lying down. Recently, the company launched its own public relations campaign. Earlier this month, Walmart invited dozens of reporters to its Arkansas headquarters for a two-day conference to polish its image. And when critics attack, Walmart quickly fires back. Company spokesman Bill Wirtz says the claims in the USA Today ad are groundless.
I really think to try to put the blame on Walmart for a serious national issue like the loss of manufacturing jobs to other nations is just irresponsible.
Walmart Watch got its startup money from the Service Employees International Union, a fierce critic of Walmart's anti-labor policies. But Walmart Watch has other members, like the Sierra Club. Sierra says it opposes Walmart because its huge stores hurt the environment. The Sierra Club's Eric Olson.
The Sierra Club activists around the country have fought sprawl and big boxes generally in their local communities on a lot of levels. Lots of big box stores like Walmart generate traffic. There have been a lot of concerns about stormwater management and runoff from parking lots and stores.
Olson says the environmental group has criticized other big box retailers, but the Sierra Club is focusing on Walmart because, as Olson said, it's the big kid on the block. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.